This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation. And it's a sin to God, to face the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dip and dots.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
Earlier start to the weekend for me than usual, but ready
for
an early Saturday PLE. Yeah. I can't wait.
Was that on at 11 or noon?
Oh, that was noon.
Oh, okay.
Hope it's noon.
Well, I got an early tea. I got a 6 a.m. tea time Saturday, so I will be done in time.
Yes.
Oh, your brother is still on. I don't know if you were planning on it or not. And I don't care if you do or not. And if I might just go home and watch it, but your brother wants you to cook out and he wants to come over by your house. he goes, hey. Hey, did you talk to Dan? Is he gonna grill out for the pay per view Saturday? Yeah? I'll talk to him tonight, I guess.
I'll have to talk to him.
Yeah, we could continue that discussion off the air. But anyway.
Yeah.
Big Dave will be along shortly. AJ Belaz out on assignment this week. So we're gonna take trivia off the I kind of broke King of the Ring trivia. We'll
There's no more. That's it.
There's no reason to ask King of the Ring questions. I got them all in one.
What else are you going to ask?
But there's plenty of news to talk about that happened this week. Like I said, Big Dave will be along shortly to join the show this week. We'll get into all of that here in a moment. Pardon me, folks. I'm just trying to see where we're at. Okay, there we are. So, anything else going on, DP?
As far as what?
Well, I don't know. Anything that you could tell a story or bring up a conversation that would last maybe, I don't know, like another 90 seconds?
Shit.
You know what I played yesterday on the... So, folks, if you haven't listened to this, go over to Chairshot Radio Network. You're probably already there, or thechairshot.com. And the Pod is War, classic Pod is War, I put up... Thursday morning was all the cold opens from Pod is War in 2019 put back to back to back. And if you're trying to waste an hour somewhere and just you can listen to something, listen to that. It's fucking some of the most hilarious stuff between Chris Platt, Andrew Blaz, and myself. So there you go. A little plug for the radio network. How's that sound?
I like that. I knew you had that something like that in the works. Those are some of the funniest bits. So I love it.
Anyway, but yeah, speaking of that, you know, ChairShot Radio Network, we got you covered there. All your favorite streaming platforms. Don't forget about thechairshot.com. Always use your head and head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Get yourself a ChairShot t-shirt. I would imagine the promo code Memorial Day might work this weekend over there at prowrestlingtees.com. Check it out. Makes a great gift as well. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Like I said, AJ out on assignment. You got PC Tunney. You got DPP. You got best friend of show, Dave Ungar, will be here shortly. But for now, you're listening to DWI 432. Don't drink and drive. Drink a podcast. We'll be right back.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, folks, we got a PLE to get to, and SmackDown's going to be from Saudi. I forgot about that last week, DP, when we were asking, like, oh, we should know by the time we get it. Well, we don't, because we know one side. Yeah, we just don't know the other side. So Gunther did beat Jey Uso. And Lyra Valkyria did beat Io Sky. So tonight, Nia and Bianca for a chance to go ahead and face Lyra and Randy and Tama for the chance to face Gunther. The big news today from one Triple H is that the winners of the King and Queen of the Ring will get a world title shot on their perspective, on their respective brands. So you could see Gunther taking on whoever has that world championship. You could see Randy or Tama taking on Cody. And you could see Lyra taking on... Isn't Becky's defending against... So either Becky or Liv, right?
Correct.
And then on the SmackDown side, Nia or Bianca would be taking on Bayley. I still think it's Nia and Bayley. It's at the next pay-per-view. Or at SummerSlam. That sounds pretty good. Maybe Nia gets a win. I don't know. We'll get there. We'll figure it out because we're going to start our preview right now, DP. Let's get back to the King and the Queen of the Ring, because hopefully by then Dave will be here. And then I know he'll want to add his thoughts on the champions being or the winners of that getting a title shot. So let's start. There's only five matches right now from what I see.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's it. You know, six maybe, but that seems to be the going rate right now is five.
Yeah. Sami Zayn in a triple threat defending against Chad Gable and Bronson Reed. I mean, I would be shocked if Bronson Reed won. If they were going to give it to Gable, they should have had him beat Gunther. I don't know. I'm going to stay leaning towards Sami Zayn winning here and keeping that title till at least SummerSlam.
Yeah, it really doesn't make sense to take it off of Zayn this early, it being that he was the one who took down Gunther. And I'm with you. Why wouldn't you have had Chad Gable do it if that was the case? And yeah, Bronson Reed, I'd love to have him win a title. He's fucking awesome, but I just don't see it happening right now. Because, yeah, Sami Zayn's got to hold it at least for just a little while. SummerSlam could be the time for someone to take it from him.
We'll see what happens. Stranger things have happened, but I would really question why you just didn't have Gable beat Gunther instead of having this happen. But we'll see. I guess you don't think as much that it's a big thing to give someone that win. So it's big for Sammy too, but didn't see him like he needed it. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it.
You don't feel like Sami Zayn needed it?
No, not as much as Gable.
Oh, true. I mean, it didn't seem like I think we all kind of were talking about that. You know, it didn't seem like Sami Zayn was the guy, was the right guy to do it or anything, because it just, he had, you know, he was in that Bloodline storyline, which was awesome, and had a, you know, had his kind of a height there, and then just kind of dropped off. And it didn't seem like it seemed like they kind of threw him in there because it almost felt like they didn't have anything else to do.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far, but I mean, you're not far off, I guess. So we're both in agreement here that Sammy should hold on to this title. I mean, I could see him pinning Bronson Reed and Chad Gable, saying, you never beat me, and, you know, having another, maybe a match with them next month, or keep the rivalry going till SummerSlam would be interesting. But I don't know. What do we got? So we got, what's next after King and Queen of the Ring? It's not Money in the Bank right away, is it?
It's usually July. Clash at the Castle, I think, would be the next one. I think that's the next one.
Oh, yeah. Clash at the Castle, Money in the Bank. So we got two more before SummerSlam. But you don't have to defend the IC at Clash, necessarily. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's get back to the card. Let's jump into the women's world title match. Did you see Liv Morgan try to sneak attack Becky on stage this morning or something? And Becky turned around and, I mean, no. It was obviously planned or whatever, but it looked pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, did Becky just stick around to be the one? Because Rhea got hurt and they didn't want to just give Liv the title without beating somebody. And Liv should win here, or does Becky stick around a while longer and not taking any time off?
Yeah, this is a really tough one, because that is kind of the interesting story. Like, I thought they could have gave it to Liv right after that, just for the fact that they could have cemented her more of a heel if she's that going heel. Like, I didn't beat anybody and won the title just because I injured Rhea Ripley. You know? And I thought,
yeah.
Would be interesting.
I think they felt more comfortable, though, giving it to someone that no one would question is actually the champion, even though they didn't beat the champion and they won it in a rumble or a battle royal, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it gives, because Liv's not, you know, I'm just saying, to them, maybe she feels like that, but I don't feel like she's at the top of the mountain in her division on her show whatsoever. I think she's, you know, whatever, few spots below there. So to give her a win over Becky to win the title, that, you know, they might have wanted to stay away from that.
I mean they did have, I mean, they had Liv beat Ronda back when
Ronda fucking was on her way out and they all hated her.
Yeah, I know, but like, the crowd didn't know that.
Well, sure, I suppose.
But yeah, this is why you know, well, it just sucks that injuries happen, you know, and this is why I hate the battle royal idea to have someone win the title. I would have rather had them done some kind of tournament or at least put a couple spots on the line, you know, to win
the title. When did she was done after Backlash?
No, it was before Backlash. I think. Shortly after Mania that she got hurt. April 22nd was the Battle Royal, so that was before.
Okay, so it was at Mania then. But, you know, that's nuts because... Or it was just after, I'm not sure. But, yeah, they couldn't have waited till the Queen of the Ring then to have that title be in that tournament. I was going to say, why didn't, you know, they do that?
That would have been interesting, yeah. But...
Right?
Yeah.
Breaking news, DP. You want to go ahead and play the sound to let everybody know what's happening here? Dave Ungar joining the show. Big Four Project, Bandwagon Nerds, best friend of DWI Podcast. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Are you an asshole like DP and off already for the rest of the Memorial Day weekend, or are you a good hardworking American citizen like PC and you gotta go to work tomorrow?
I'm going to work tomorrow. Gonna try and get a settlement or two done. So justify my worth.
It's just Dan.
Well, he's the smart one of us. He's the scientist of us, so he's the smart one.
I figured out the math to not have to work on Fridays. I don't understand what your problem is. Science.
Yeah, I gotta show you guys something. You guys are Bucks fans, right?
I guess.
Of course.
So I found this today at the store. New energy drink. Bucked up.
Oh jeez. You got bucked up.
I gotta see if it's any good here.
Oh, here we go. The live tasting on the air. Wow. Dave Ungar. You're turning purple, Dave. Why are you turning purple?
Ooh, your mustache is crooked. Yeah.
Yeah, well your beard. What does he come back? Comes back right away. He goes,
yeah, well, your beard's a little sideways too. That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. That's a great clip.
Yeah.
How did we get here? It's okay. It's all right. Yeah.
So Dave,
line. Sorry.
You haven't. No, you're good. You haven't missed anything really. We are talking about Becky and Liv, but let me go back real quick and get your brief thoughts. Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, Triple Threat, IC title.
My head says Bronson. My heart says Sammy. I think there's a real chance Bronson Reed leaves with the IC title. I like what he's been doing lately. I like kind of the way he's been positioned and the outlier to this whole stupid situation. You know, but I mean, I do like the Sammy Chad rivalry that's built up, but I don't know if you're going to pull the belt off Sammy in Saudi Arabia. Probably not. So I'm going to go with Sammy. But yeah, Bronson, I'm dabbling with the thought of picking him. I just don't think they would do that to Sami Zayn in Saudi Arabia.
Okay. All right. Thoughts on Liv and
Becky? What did you guys think?
We both thought Sammy. We both thought he should hold the belt for a little bit longer. If it's Gable, why didn't they just have him beat Gunther? And I don't know. I don't see Bronson Reed here, personally.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. It's something I've been dabbling with, but I think Sammy's probably the safer choice right now.
I mean, I said to DP, I could see Sammy getting the win on Bronson and continuing the Sammy and Gable feud till SummerSlam, where maybe Gable wins there.
Possibly. Maybe. Right. I do like Bronson Reed to do something. He's been pretty good lately, and it's like, yeah, they got to do something more with him. But I get what you guys are saying.
All right. Well, we're going to see what happens this Saturday afternoon. Dave, Becky defends against Liv. Does Becky drop the title to Liv here, or does she go take some time off? Is Becky not taking time off?
Is Becky signing with AEW?
No. Did Becky stick around to did Becky stick around to just win that battle royal so she could lose to Liv because they wanted Liv to beat somebody to win the title to get the title? That's my thought. If that's the case,
That's a distinct possibility that they want to give Liv a more definitive victory over Becky. Does it happen in Saudi Arabia? You got to figure something major is going to happen over there. Something's got to switch. Something's got to change. Something to kind of, pay off the Saudi crowd. Yeah, I could see Liv taking the title here. I mean, I could see Becky retaining, I know like it might be indicative of where she's going. If she drops the belt, then you got to figure, okay, she's going to take some time off. Maybe they really don't have a deal in place and they're going to and they don't want her wrestling while they're doing it. I can't imagine they would be dumb enough not to re-sign one of the top female draws in the entire industry.
They just re-signed Seth, didn't they?
Yeah, she's not. Yeah, I mean, the AEW idiots out there, oh, she's coming here. She's like, right.
Look what they just did with Priest and with McIntyre, too. Like, they knew that both those guys knew they weren't going anywhere. WWE knew they weren't going anywhere. They just weren't going to sign yet.
Right. I do like Liv in this. I don't know. When's Rhea scheduled to come back? Because as soon as she comes back, it's hot-shotting her and Liv. Probably SummerSlam, I'm guessing.
Did you see that picture Buddy Murphy posted on social media?
There's been lots of them. Which one? Be more specific.
He's got the sunglasses on and Rhea's laying on her stomach in the sand with her bikini on. And it's just a picture of his head and her ass right behind him. And he's just smiling at the pic, at the camera.
A smart man.
Right.
Other than still being an AEW, he's a smart man. But, that's.
It wasn't such a dumb decision when he did it as it is now.
No, it wasn't. And like we were talking, I mean, you saw some of the stuff in the chair shot chat. We were talking about like 2019 when they had that Survivor Series in NXT 1 and kind of how Black and Gold was at its highest of highs at that point in time. And then they did something stupid and decided to get in a Wednesday Night War with a brand that had everything to prove and nothing really to lose. And that didn't work out so well. But no, you're right. When he made the move, when a lot of them made the move, it made a lot of sense. I mean, if we're being really honest here, but. That being said, would they possibly have Becky drop the title at Clash at the Castle in Ireland? You know how they don't give a shit about people losing in their home country. Would they do something like that? Bring her there for that huge ovation, have Liv cheat. Cause you figure Drew's winning the title that night. So could they have Becky drop the title? I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, I guess I'll go with Liv here, but I'm not. My confidence level is really not very confident on that pick. But, yeah, I guess I could see Liv winning here and going in that direction.
I am 50-50. DP, how about you?
Yeah, about the same. You know, if you got to assume one of the three titles are changing hands, this would be the one I would pick to change hands.
It's not going to be the next one we're going to talk about?
Unless there's another one I don't know about.
You can ring the bell for yourself.
Yeah, I don't see that one going anywhere. I'm with you guys. I'm 50-50 on this one.
I could, but yeah, I don't know. I think it really depends. Is Becky sticking around or not? If she's sticking around, it'd be stupid not to have her hold the title going into SummerSlam. I mean,
I think you got to get that belt on Liv at some point because you want Rhea to take. We already saw Rhea Becky at WrestleMania, so we know Rhea can whip her ass. But Rhea Liv has got, this is the girl. Rhea took her out. Liv took her out. That's got built-in heat to it.
You could have Liv win here and then also beat her at Clash again, back-to-back.
You could. That would legitimize her going into SummerSlam because you got to figure it's going to be Liv Rhea in Cleveland. Or, I wouldn't do it in Germany. I'd save it for Cleveland.
All right. Cody, Logan Paul, looking for a great match here, DP. I just don't. You got what you wanted. It's for the WWE Championship, and that's it.
Knew it.
What do you think?
I think it would have been fun if it was for both. because I, you know, obviously
you could guarantee there would have been no good. It would have been a schmaz finish if that was the case, though.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, Cody isn't taking it. Logan Paul's not dropping the title, nor is Cody. So it would have made for an interesting match. And yeah, you could have guaranteed that it was not going to be any kind of clean finish. So this gives obviously Cody the ability to win by however means, because he's clearly not losing this match. But I don't think there's going to be, obviously there'll be some shenanigans, but Cody's getting win by pinfall at this point, not by any kind of disqualifications or anything. So, but it should be a really fun match. Logan Paul always puts on a good show, and once again gets to go for a world title, you know, like he did with Roman Reigns. But knowing
he's Goldberg,
what's that?
He's Goldberg. He main events the Saudi pay per views for the title.
Yeah,
he took that spot,
and I am 100% okay with that. Much more entertaining matches with Logan Paul than we have with Goldberg.
Goldberg. Nobody wants him. It's almost as bad as Ryback. Okay, anyway.
Maybe not that bad, Tony, but I get it.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the... What do you think, Dave? I mean, there's no chance in hell Logan Paul's winning the WWE title here.
Zero. There's a better chance of Dan breaking the space-time continuum tomorrow than there is of Logan Paul beating Cody Rhodes. So, challenge, Dan. I threw it out there for you. Get it done.
All right, let me see. I mean, I'm off all day tomorrow. I got nothing to do, so...
I should turn on ESPN right now, because Chris Paul is wearing white pants with a black jacket and a black tie, and he looks like a fucking ice cream man.
Sounds like a cake. Sounds like a cake song or something, man. Jesus. I tend to agree with Dan completely on this one. I would have liked to see both titles on the line. I would have liked to see Cody get the Grand Slam championship. I get that he doesn't really need it. But still, it would have been kind of cool to see that happen, give some sort of a unique moment for the Saudi fans over there. But yeah, there's, you know, he, like you guys said, Logan is now the Goldberg of the Saudi Arabian shows. He's there to, I'm here to take place in main events and lose, and I'm all out of main events. So he's going to lose. And there you go. Yeah, it is no way Logan comes anywhere near this thing. And Cody retains, and on we go to what is next? Clash at the Castle is next, right?
Yep.
Clash at the Castle. Yep. You got it.
Yeah.
Did you? You weren't possibly referring to this song, were you?
I was.
Dance break.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut.
What do you think he means when he says he wants her to have a long jacket?
Trench coat.
I think that's better left to the interpretation of the listeners of the DWI podcast.
Maybe dude was inspired by the Strokes, if you know what I mean. Back to the main movie, though.
Billy Squire. Oh, there you go.
Da-da-da.
There's the title for your episode, Tony. Billy Squire and the Strokes.
I am not putting this one up, so Dan, whoever puts it up that gets the title of the show between Dan and I, and he's putting this one up. So
Tom Zenk and the Strokes. There you go.
I can't wait to talk tomorrow on the Big Four about how The Undertaker said that Giant Gonzalez made Great Khali look like Lou Thesz.
That's awesome. He's not wrong, though.
Oh, not at all, dude. Okay, guys, Dave, how much do you love the fact that the winners are getting a world title shot and of their respective brand at SummerSlam?
I fucking love it. I think it's great. It makes so much. If you are really going to bring this event back, and you know, you heard debates today in the chat as to whether you know, whether there's really a big three and then everything else, which I think Greg makes a good point about that. But I think they're trying to. Triple H is not like Vince. He's not going to shy away from the moniker of Big Four. You know, I think he's a traditionalist. He sees that. He knows that King of the Ring was one of those big five-ish events.
But it's really a 3-3 though now.
I think Greg's right about that.
Because
really
because Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam, none of the other ones are on those threes tier. And then after that, King and Queen of the Ring,
Survivor Series,
the Bank, and Survivor Series. And
yeah, I'd say Survivor Series is considerably above the other two. Yeah. I'd put Survivor Series, you know, considerably above the other two. Money in the Bank right below that. And King of the Ring, you know, if we're really doing this whole thing, then
now for good and you get a title shot every year, it's up there. That's how you brought it right back up to the top six.
Absolutely. I mean, not only are you decreed King and Queen of the Ring, but you get the shot at the champion of your choosing at SummerSlam. So now you've got like three events going on every year that have this stipulation that there's stakes involved. And that's what I was saying in the chat today, that Survivor Series would be better if there were real stakes involved. Like Dan bemoaned the fact a couple years ago that the draft taking place right before Survivor Series was dumb as fuck. And as usual, Dan is right, because like, who the fuck cares? I just got drafted to Raw. Now I'm going to champion this brand supremacy. I've been here for 2 weeks. No one buys that shit. But like I was saying in the thing, it's like, give me something on the line, like the winning brand gets extra entrance into the Royal Rumble, or they get later entries into the Royal Rumble, or something that if you win Survivor Series, it really matters now. And then you're elevating Survivor Series, but now you've got King of the Ring, and you know, Money in the Bank is its own animal, that sort of thing. But you know, Royal Rumble winner gets the shot at the champion of his choosing. Now King of the Ring is similar. And I think it's a great way to make this event that has been so marginalized since 2002. This is the first time since 2002 that we have a true King of the Ring, and we're adding on Queen of the Ring as well. I'm not trying to belittle that, but a true pay-per-view King of the Ring event since 2002. That's massive. And, you know, if you're going to go in the direction of trying to make this an annual event and reintroduce it as a PLE, then what you've done today, what Triple H did today is fucking brilliant. And love it.
Do you know who won the 2002 King of the Ring?
No. Booker? No, it wasn't Booker, was it? Was it King Booker? No.
No.
Was it the Great Khali? No. Was it the Giant Gonzalez? No. No.
It's Tom Zank.
Was it? Awesome.
Yes. Brock Lesnar beat RVD.
Did he? King Brock, huh? Yeah. Okay.
You missed it 2 weeks ago.
That was a trivia question?
No, AJ was going to do a list trivia where, you know, he gives you a category and you do as many as you can. He said, okay, King of the Ring. And I said to Dan, mind if I just go first and name all of the winners and the year and the person they beat?
Did you get it right?
I memorized it that day.
Okay. On the board.
Yeah.
Nice.
Booker
was
champion.
What was the dark match? What was the dark match of King of the Ring 2002?
Coco Beachwear against
Tom Zank.
Coco Beachwear and Tatanka.
Yeah, there. Chris Chavez. Who? Tatanka. Oh, damn.
Dan, quick. Quickly start talking before I make any more bad comments here.
What's next? Oh,
I think title shot. How do you feel about them getting the title shots? And then why don't you go ahead and get us going with predictions here for Queen?
How do you feel about the Giant Gonzalez, Dan? That's no,
you know, so just about as great as I feel about King Mabel. As long as
Mabel beats Sabo Vega in 1995.
So long as we don't get
Jake Roberts.
As long as we don't get another one of those bangers, King Mabel versus Diesel at SummerSlam, I'll be fine.
Well, hey, hopefully no one does what Billy Gunn did in 1999 after beating X-Pac and Billy Gunn the damn thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to do, and I like that it's, you know, it's a cemented match. Like, it's not, you know, they get a title shot at their choosing, like almost like, you know, like a Money in the Bank. It's you know, you can, that's why you can kind of keep that a little separate by saying like they get their match at SummerSlam or, you know, whatever, that that's perfect. Cause then you, you've got kind of a build up to SummerSlam already ready to go too ahead of time, which is kind of cool. Cause you know, they can build that into different matches too, to make it, they have an influence in who holds the title getting into WrestleMania. Maybe they cost somebody the championship or something. It, you know, a lot of options there, which I think is really awesome.
Dan, can I ask you something? Do you think that the announcement today of a 2-day SummerSlam coming in 2026 influenced their decision as far as King? Like, if we're going to go forward with this kind of schedule, and like, I love what you're saying, that getting the King of the Ring, and now you know who's winning and you know who's getting the title shot at SummerSlam, gives them some extra time to build that and create that anticipation for a 2-night event.
Well, I think we are going to be talking about that right after this.
We can talk about it right now.
But
oh, sorry. Yeah. I jumped the shark again. God damn it.
Jumped the gun. You jumped the Billy Gunn on this one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Get off next time you go skiing, you son of a bitch.
You can find, you can send your hate tweets to me on X at It's Ray Cash.
Yeah, fuck that guy. No, we can talk. Let's talk about it right now. It's been announced that for the first time ever in 2026 in Minneapolis, SummerSlam will be 2 nights. And props due to Greg, who said that this was going to happen sooner than later, and he was right. I'm not in love with making Royal Rumble 2 nights as well. I'm not. They probably will. They have 2 Rumbles. But whatever. I'm indifferent about it.
I'd rather they not. I'm not a fan of the 2-day things.
Well, what happens to DP when you go from 1 to 2 or from 2 to 3? You never go back from 2 to 1 or from 3 to 2, because Raw will never be 2 hours. And now SummerSlam after 2026 will never be 1 day.
Right. Because they're going to see a truckload of money and they're going to say, oh, if we can get this every time, sign me up.
Does this feel like a concession that they made towards Minneapolis for not giving them WrestleMania 41?
You know, were they ever really going to get WrestleMania 41?
All indications were they were.
The only thing we heard was, the most concrete thing that I heard was that the House representatives in Minnesota had made a statement. Somebody there, one member of the House, said that we have a major announcement for the city and the area that will have Super Bowl-like ramifications. You could say that about a 2-night SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. No, you could. I just thought when the announcement came down today,
because honestly, I saw the
location, and I saw for the first time ever we're doing 2 days, the first thing that jumped to my mind was Minneapolis. First time ever, 2-day SummerSlam. It felt like something went down with Minneapolis and WWE and Endeavor and UFC and Vegas. And I think Endeavor got involved in this and said, look, here's what we're going to, we want to do something big in Vegas to kind of really cement this era that we're doing. Minneapolis, we don't think you're sexy enough for that, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something that's never been done before in your stadium. For an event like, they're going to try and establish, set a precedent, and Minneapolis is going to be the tent pole for that. That's not a bad concession, really.
But the thing is, though, it might not have even been that. I mean, it's a very
speculation.
Here's what leads me to think that that's less likely than more likely, is because if you're WWE, you have your 2 big events of the year, right? One is in the beginning of April, and one's in August. When would you like to go to Minneapolis, Dave?
Neither, but if
August,
I had to,
August.
It's indoors, so I don't care. But from the standpoint of getting there, yeah, April can be tricky in Minneapolis for sure.
And you even say move it towards the end of April. Well, the entire month of April in Minneapolis, any random year could be 25 and snowing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, good for me. Well, what do you think?
And there's the other thing though, that like you're, and I don't mean to cut Dan off, but what happened in Philly this year for WrestleMania with the cold weather and the issues that they had there may have influenced them a lot to say, hey, look, let's Tunney's chasing mosquitoes. It may have influenced them, and then said they may have said, you know what, we don't want to do another cold weather thing. Let's switch this around.
Oh, that booze is getting to him.
No, it's like a little boss.
Things now.
More like the shrooms are getting to him, maybe.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, to me, it felt like it did kind of feel like a concession because all things pointed to WrestleMania in Minnesota. And then it was like, well, sorry, we're Vegas game in. We're going to go to Vegas. Forget it. Here you go. We can throw you a bone. Like, but it's, like you said, though, it's not a bad concession at all, but that's it did kind of feel that way. Like, yeah,
they still haven't announced Royal Rumble for 2025.
Nope.
SummerSlam for 2025.
Right.
Yeah, Royal Rumble.
They just skipped a year, right? They just skipped a year. Like, it's like, why wouldn't they go to Minneapolis like in 2025? Why would they push it out to 2026?
Right. What's happening next year? Is there something we don't know?
I don't know. That's what because I was like, wait. I mean, it's cool and all, but why are we announcing the location of SummerSlam 2 years from now and not announcing SummerSlam 2025, Royal Rumble 2025?
Maybe they couldn't get in there next year.
Yeah, well, maybe. Probably. I mean, maybe something else is going on in 2025.
What you're saying is true, and we're speculating on, is the fact that it got switched from Minneapolis to Vegas, and then they went, okay, we want to give you something else really big. Maybe WWE's not ready to go to two-night SummerSlam next year.
Or they're going to announce a two-night SummerSlam later on this year. And, I'm wondering if they are going to, like, do a two-night in Wembley. It's not to stick it to AEW, because it's like they care but they don't care, that sort of thing, if that makes any sense. It's like, yeah, they would like to shove it down their throat that, oh, you guys think you're great because you sold out Wembley. Well, we're going to do it two nights in a row. Back-to-back nights just to fuck with you guys. Not that they care, but they care. But I don't know.
I wouldn't even think it's to fuck with them, though, but I think it's just, like, they need to bring an event to Wembley. Like, they just need to do it regardless. Like, it'd be fantastic. And, yeah, maybe that's what next year is. Next year's all overseas made Big Three or whatever. I don't know.
Mania's in Vegas.
Yeah, Mania's in Vegas. We assume Rumble's in Milwaukee.
That's maybe a big assumption.
Is that just wishful? Are you trying to speak that into existence, Tony? Using the secret again?
I've seen a list because one of the stipulations is re-solidifying the roof. Because it does have some leaks in spaces. But one thing AmFam Field does have is they do have a roof. There is a shit ton of parking. There is also brand new fucking gigantic fucking scoreboard. Right? So, like, everybody there, even if you're up in the nosebleed fucking shits, you're going to have the biggest fucking... It'll be like watching it on your big screen. That's how big that fucking thing was out there. I like to call it Miller Park because that's what it was.
It's Miller Park.
It's AmFam Field, whatever.
And January in Wisconsin, as I understand it, is just lovely.
No. There's a day.
There's a day. So you're telling me there's a chance?
I don't even go in my basement.
I need to leave your basement, Dan. They should have the Royal Rumble at the Thunderdome, is what they should be doing.
Well,
space for it. Backyard. I got plenty of room.
What they should have in Milwaukee is they should have the King and Queen of the Ring at Fiserv, is what they should have. Because they don't do a stadium for that one. It's one of the nicest basketball arenas around. It'd be more towards the end of spring. And
nothing else will be going on there the way the Bucks are going.
One of the most infamous King of the Rings, probably the most infamous King of the Ring of all time, happened in Milwaukee. So maybe 2026 King of the Ring in Milwaukee or something like that. 2025.
That'd be an anniversary, wouldn't that be? 30 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. Shit.
Austin will win it again.
Just show up. That'd be great.
Well, speaking of the funny, here's the funny. Well, this isn't funny. It's a coincidence, though, because the winner of the King of the Ring in 1994, 30 years ago, passed away 25 years ago on this very day. And I was telling Dave before, we were talking about Owen Hart. DP and I were seniors in high school. And I remember before school started, me and him, and there was John Lindner and a couple other guys that weren't into wrestling as we were, but they paid attention and knew, and we were just like shocked. You watch it live, Dave?
Man, there's so much about that day that I don't remember that I think kind of have been blocked out over the years, you know, just because I remember I was with the girl. We don't have to get into details, especially with my wife not around. But it wasn't her. We'll put it that way. It was a long time ago. And I just remember like bits and pieces of stuff that was going on. And I remember JR's announcement. And like the rest of it, honestly, is kind of a blur as to what was going on. And just it just feels like I blocked out certain things because like trying to process what the fuck just happened. I remember Raw the next night really well. But, you know, I remember like, you know, Double J's kind of interview with Deborah right after this, all that stuff happened. And I know I saw that I posted that today on Attitude of Aggression's X thing. So I remember those aspects of it. And I just remember it felt like they were kind of they're going through the motions. Austin lost the title that night, you know, that sort of thing under real weird circumstances. But, yeah, that's kind of it was a surreal moment. You know, it was a lot like, you know, if you've ever dealt with like tragedies like that, where just you get bits and pieces of fragments of stuff, like, you know, like the day my mom passed away, sort of. I mean, that was obviously more significant to me than Owen's passing, but it's the same sort of thing where you just things stand out about that day. But a lot of it is just kind of like background noise. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Did you watch that pay-per-view, Dan? Live?
Did watched it live. I was over at a friend's house right down the road from where I lived here. And I remember watching it, getting ready for that match. And then I remember the cutscene when JR is like, okay, we're going to, like, all of a sudden it was like, okay, we're getting into the thing. And then it was like, oh, we're going to cut to the graphic of the match. And then him saying like, oh, we're going to go back to an interview from earlier in the day. And we got a problem here. And I just remember him saying like, we got a problem here. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? And like, they went back to an interview and I'm like, okay. And then them coming back after that and it being like dead silence in the crowd and JR trying to tell you like, what the hell's going on? And we're like, what the fuck just happened? Cause you don't know. Like, you're just, you're hearing what he's saying. And I remember King coming back to the desk and just his face, like just white as a ghost. Cause he knew. And JR trying to say something to King. And he's like, I think, I don't remember what he exactly said. He's like, yeah, it's bad. And that was it. Like, and he was like, you just knew like he was gone. Like, it was just weirdest thing in the world. And then, yeah, I don't remember anything else about that pay-per-view, obviously.
Right. So yeah, Dan's like the same as me. Cause it's like everything that happened after that just kind of is like background noise and lost in the undercurrent. Like, who gives a shit what just happened? And I mean, listening to JR stories about how basically, Kevin Dunn thought that somebody had already, like, Vince had told JR that Owen was dead and, Vince hadn't said anything. And Kevin Dunn's like, you got to give an update on Owen. And Jim Ross is like, well, what's the update? And he goes, and it's a silence for like 5 seconds. And then Kevin's like, Owen's dead. And you're back in 10 seconds, 9, 8. I mean, how do you fucking do that or respond to that? That's just, I mean, and, you know, Jim Ross, I don't think gets enough credit because, you know, he's kind of been through the ringer the last few years and the AEW stuff notwithstanding, which has been hit and miss. But I have nothing but respect for him and Jerry for navigating an unfathomable experience that night and doing it, kind of holding it together as well, because they were the only lifeline that any of us had as to what the hell's really going on, and they held it together as well as they could. But yeah, just such a, I mean, it's such an, it bugs me to this day, because we know it didn't have to happen. Obviously it didn't happen. It didn't have to happen. Should never have happened. So many things combined to go wrong that night and to take Owen away from everybody. So Yeah, it's still one of those situations I didn't realize until going on X Day. It's fuck, it's 25 years already. But well, yeah, it's shitty.
And you got to think, like, in an era like people today, like in an era where there was no internet, like you didn't know 2 seconds after things happened. Like,
I'm kind of glad that it was 90, because today there would be videos of that everywhere. Oh, it would be the most graphic, awful shit that you could possibly imagine. It would be everywhere. WWE would have no way of suppressing that. You would see everything in all of its just horrific glory. And glory is not the right word, just the horror of the whole thing. So the fact that, you know, we're here 25 years later and there is no video of him actually falling. I mean, there probably is something, there is something somewhere, but WWE's got it locked away and you'll never see it. And that's fine with me. But I often think about that, like in today's day and age with everybody with a phone camera, there'd be 20,000 of those videos floating around out there. It would be horrible, horrific.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, folks, we're going to finish our predictions for the King and the Queen of the Ring tournament. You're listening to DWI 432 with the best friend of the show, joining DP and PC. We'll be right back.
Now a word from my God, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back, DWI 432. AJ Blaz out on assignment, but best friend of show Dave Ungar is here.
I'm here to lift up everybody's spirits after that last section. That was just fuck.
You brought in the cooler.
Do you want me to finish it off with a good joke? Next year, please. On WWE's Lost Treasures, the missing video.
Jesus, do we have to? Can we? Let's. I'd rather have Giant Gonzalez's chloroform soaked rag. WrestleMania 9.
I think Harvey Whippleman's got that.
Bianca Belair will take on Lyra Valkyria in the finals.
Wait, what about her hole? What about her hole? Oh, sorry.
Who do you have facing Lyra, and who do you have getting the title shot and becoming the Queen of the Ring?
We were close to having that one right. I guess Bianca got the win over Stratton. We thought Bianca and Jade would both lose there. But I think we have the right one getting to the finals, and that's Nia Jax. Nia versus Lyra should be really good. Should be a great finals. As much as I love Lyra Valkyria and the talent she's got, it makes a lot of sense for Nia Jax to win this thing. You know, her getting the title shot at SummerSlam, you know, against whoever it may be. You know, that would be a good reason to have Becky keep the title, because Becky and Nia certainly have a history. That'd be a great matchup. Jesus, what's her name is you know, back from injury,
Rhea
could show up, and if she's not ready, yeah, that one is not ready. He got me all flustered with the Owen Hart news
45 years ago, dude.
45.
Yeah. You know, if she's not ready to come back yet, or if she's ready to come back at that time, it'd be a great opportunity to have Nia and Becky have another shot at their feud before, you know, Rhea Ripley comes back and gets her title back. So I got Nia. I got Nia winning this thing.
Bestie?
I got Bianca winning this thing and winning the Queen of the Ring. I mean, I like what you're saying, Dan. I'm just trying to look at this from the standpoint, okay, what have we not seen? Because we've seen Becky and Nia, and I mean, you saw them in the Last Woman Standing. So like, where do they go from there at SummerSlam? Do you put them in Hell in a Cell or something? I mean, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking, you know, if it's, you know, Lyra Valkyria is an intriguing prospect. I think she's still a little bit raw. I like some of the stuff that she does. I think she's got some room to grow. I do like the prospect of a Lyra. I think Lyra versus Bianca in the finals makes for a better match than Lyra versus Nia does, just from a technical standpoint. I think Lyra can do more with Bianca, but I like Bianca winning, and I like her going on to SummerSlam to challenge. Go ahead, Tony.
Nia wouldn't face Becky, by the way. Nia would face Bailey at SummerSlam.
Oh, their respective brands.
Just to clarify that for both of you.
So Bianca would be facing who? Bailey or
Bianca would also face Bailey.
Would okay. Is she officially a SmackDown?
Well,
because she's a tag team champion.
They're on the SmackDown side of the bracket. So
yeah.
So
I mean, Lyra versus.
There you go.
I mean, Lyra versus Becky has history because Lyra just dethroned Becky to win the NXT title. I don't think they want to go there. We might get it. I still like Bianca versus Bayley. I mean, it's a match we've seen, but not since Bayley turned face. So I like the notion of Bianca Belair being queen of the ring, even though she's a tag team champion, but maybe that builds to some friction between her and Jade somewhere down the line. I don't know. I mean, Nia winning, that would be cool. Nia's been good since she came back. She really has. She's done everything asked of her. She hasn't given too many people a concussion yet. That's always a good thing. She hasn't broken anybody's nose. That's a good thing. Here's the X factor in all this stuff, though. Charlotte's got to be getting close to coming back, right? I mean, we got to be getting close to the real queen coming back. No, I don't think so. Did she? No.
Okay.
She's a free agent.
Oh,
free agent.
She can face the other one at SummerSlam.
Maybe somebody gets hurt and she shows up and says the real queen is going to step in and win this fucking thing.
I have Nia winning this. That's my pick. I think it's too early for Lyra to be in a big championship match at SummerSlam. Bianca would make sense, but I got the tag belt. I mean, it is a way to get the tag belt off. Like, you focus too much on your world title shot and then start the feud. But I'm going to go with Nia. I'm going to go with Nia to beat Lyra. Men's side, though. I mean, I don't think Randy Orton. Oh, you know, that's the thing, though. I don't know. I think Gunther wins, but I don't know who he beats. Because I don't think we're going to get. You could get King Randy and have a match with Cody at Summer. That's pretty big. I don't know. This one's tough, Dave. It's not Tama Tonga. How's that?
No, it's not Tama Tonga. I think, and I think Randy Orton, I mean, just for Tama to get this far is like, wow. He just came in yesterday and here you are. I like Tama. I like Randy Orton winning this. I absolutely agree with you. It's got to be King Gunther to win this thing. I mean, Randy would be kind of interesting. But Gunther's ready for that world title shot. And he's what? Gunther's Raw, so that would be Priest or Drew, whoever's left after they meet at Clash of the Castle. Gunther may be the world heavyweight champion after SummerSlam. And he may go into is Berlin after? It's after SummerSlam, right?
Here's the problem with I don't know. The problem
Gunther's winning this tournament. I'm 90% sure of that. I feel confident about that. Has Randy ever been king of the ring?
No.
Nope.
No.
All right. Maybe 70% confident
now. Never even been in the finals.
This will be a first.
Dan?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think we got the finals figured out. It's either the King or the Ring General or the three most dangerous letters are King O. Maybe
those are only two letters. It's actually six letters.
That's a lot of letters. Six most dangerous letters.
Charles Barkley. I got two words for you. it's just eight words.
I got to feel like the way Tama Tonga and the Bloodline came out and, confronted Randy Orton. Obviously, Tama Tonga's not winning this match, but I feel like it's going to be because of a DQ some sorts, maybe to protect him a little bit. And I think the Bloodline gets involved and costs Randy the King of the Ring to keep that, to get that feud going again. And really, and Gunther's going to win this thing. And I, as much as he can obviously win it clean against Randy Orton and just cement Gunther even more as a threat, I think Bloodline's going to get involved and cost Randy the King of the Ring and get that feud going to up to SummerSlam. So I definitely got Gunther here too. I'm with you, you know, probably 90% sure that he's going to win this thing. So
I was 90, but you know, I mean, it's like, okay, what has Randy not done? He hasn't done King of the Ring. Ooh, okay. Maybe that. Yeah. I still think Gunther is 75%. But yeah, King Randy, King Viper, that has an interesting ring to it. But I like Gunther winning. I like Gunther going on to SummerSlam. It is a real, and I didn't know if you answered this. Is Berlin after Berlin's after SummerSlam, right?
Next one after SummerSlam. Yep.
Because Gunther is going to get a hero's welcome, even though he's Austrian idiots, not German. He's going to get a hero's welcome in Berlin. And who does he win the title there? I mean, do they do something like that? Does Drew, I mean, if it goes the way we're thinking, like I'm kind of thinking that Drew takes the title from Damian at Clash, defends it at SummerSlam, and maybe drops it to Gunther in Berlin. Interesting stuff. When's he coming back?
That's what I was gonna ask, actually.
He's on 2K24. He didn't get hurt in the first match either.
That's all I got for you guys this week.
I don't think Punk's winning the title anytime soon, but
all right.
I don't think so. Maybe you think
it's gonna be what, Punk versus Drew at SummerSlam?
No, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I just like playing that. And
the bigger question to me is when does Roman come back?
On the road to Survivor Series.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because Roman is the X factor. Once he's back, all bets are off.
Well, if we're actually getting that Civil War games.
You could get The Rock. You could get The Rock being introduced as the current leader of the Bloodline when Randy Orton and the Bloodline go at it at SummerSlam. The Rock shows up.
I mean, when Tama Tonga beats Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam.
Oh boy.
you shut your filthy mouth, sir.
Possibility.
Is he winning Money in the Bank? So that's the only shot he's got.
Tongaloa is going to win Money in the Bank. People are like, what the fuck?
All right, guys, the show is over. I can't wait for shape it up to be a really important and solid PLE this Saturday morning/afternoon. Dave, thank you once again for coming on the show, my friend. Let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me on X at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression, and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads. And make sure you do tune in to hear PC Tunney lament the fact that he's got to review WrestleMania 9 on the Big Four Project.
Helped me last week.
Well, you could just say you're busy watching Rampage or something and just shit all over us.
Be there tomorrow. We'll get it done. And folks, look for that sometime next
week. It'll be fun, Tony. We're going to make it fun.
You don't want to review Bobby Heenan riding out backwards on a donkey or whatever. That
it's fucking WrestleMania a million fucking times already. Jeezy creepy. Dan, where can they find you? I don't want to think about it anymore.
Can you smell that stench? It's chlorophyll. Ooh, chlorophyll. I mean, chloroform. Yeah.
Oh, what's going on down there? A little photosynthesis?
Yeah. You got some fucking respiration and photosynthesis on my chlorophyll. Yeah. Your mustache is fucked up.
Find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs, and it's me, DPP, and this show at Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast. Yeah, brother.
You can follow AJ at the phenomenal AJB. AJ's thoughts. King of the Ring should be Gunther versus Randy. Bloodline distracted by Paul Heyman requesting Roman's theme being played. Liv wins. Cody retains. The King of the Ring General and Queen Nia sound great. To give Lyra a good story after a plucky baby face to overcome some sort of adversity. And in the spirit of Kurt Angle, Chad Gable should be IC champ.
Ooh, he lives in Utah, so he's fucked. Yeah.
You can find me at DC Tunney and all over Chairshot Radio Network. Every week, make sure you're tuning in on all your favorite streaming platforms. Until next time, folks, enjoy the King and the Queen of the Ring finals from Saudi this weekend. Bye. See ya. Your mustache is crooked, bitch.
Yeah. Your beard is sideways. Ooh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.